Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Cindy Snapp, and this program is going to be a format for me to share with you my journey of finding my truth and the transformation that came from that. I would like to share a little bit about my personal self. I am an ordained minister through the Order of Melchizedek. I am an author, a spiritual counselor, a spiritual photographer. And my intention and desire for this program is to provide a platform to bring truth, encouragement, and hope to anyone who may be struggling with grief, loss, depression, challenges in life, work, debt, relationships. As we go through this process, tonight's mission is just to lay out a format of what my hope is. And my hope is this: there are a multitude of counselors and teachers and leaders of whom we've all researched and read if we've begun this journey. Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, who just recently graduated and transitioned. You can name a number of them. But the ones I'm trying to reach and that I want to share with are the ones like me that were living a normal life, going about their business, had their family, their careers, and then one day all of that stopped abruptly. There was transformation. There was transition. There was change. There was darkness. There was void. And you're searching for a way up or a way out. And my hope is to provide a platform to say it happens to everyday people like me. A grandmother living in Kentucky, raised her kids, gardened, washed the car, did the laundry, and yet one day the universe drew my ticket. And all that I thought I knew and all that I believed in was challenged. And so all I wanted to provide tonight in a short session was an opportunity to introduce myself and to lay out a program format for the next few months. And that is for anyone who is on this journey who came from what the world would title normal to a place of what in the world just happened. And my intention is to share my story and to bring others along as guests on the program to share their stories, to say, you're not crazy. It's all part of the process. And that's almost a worn out cliche, part of the process. Well, it's a tough process. When we start asking questions like, where did I come from? How did I get here? Are we all connected? What happens when I leave this shell? Why are some journeys on this planet cut short? Why is love so hard? Someone hurt another living creature. Have I really been here before? Am I going to come back? Was it really my choice to be here? Do angels exist? Is death real? What is intuition? Why is there suffering? Is my purpose in this earthly journey simply to reconnect from that from which I came? And once we start answering those questions, and my goal, my hope, my intention that I am putting out into the frequencies is that I want to build a community of truth. I want to take down the shields of fraud and deceit, secrets. I want truth. That's been my mission for the last 3 years. And once you embark on that mission, there's no going back. So I want to welcome all of the guests that are here tonight. And I want to let you know that your presence is valued, that your search for truth is the greatest gift you can give to yourself and to the Creator. And if you're like me, when I'm in the middle of something, I want to research on. I always promise myself that I will remember the names and places and details, but by the time I get to it, I've already forgotten. So grab a pencil and a piece of paper, take your notes, but basically I just want to share a little bit about myself and the information that I'm going to be bringing to the forefront. Some of it you may be familiar with, some of it you may not be familiar with. I am based in Kentucky, and this spiritual journey me to Kentucky for a reason. I experienced death at an early age. I lost my dad at the age of 8. 23 years ago, I had an older sister who was murdered. And 9 years ago, we lost our 22-year-old son through a motorcycle accident. And it was through these challenges that I began to seek what was real, what's really true. And in doing that, in January of 2012, after battling severe grief, I self-published a book on grief called When Mamas Cry, The Dark Side of Yearning, Grief After the Loss of a Child. And I thought once that I published that book and shared my battle with grief that I would move on. But 6 months later, the universe had different ideas and a different plan for my life. And so I began to experience parts of a spiritual journey that I then penned a very small book, but if you search it on Amazon, you'll see that by a few readers. to be so small, it certainly has been powerful. And the title of that book is Awaken to Our Enchanted Universe. And that is the story 6 months after I released the grief book. And so what this has done is that while grief was the most tragic thing that ever happened, it brought to me the greatest gifts that I could have ever imagined. And so what I want to be able to share with others, and as soon as I become more familiar with the operation of the dashboard and going live, which I hope to do by Thursday night session, my goal is to run this session twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it will be at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is late. But in battling with grief and depression myself, I found out that those late nights were pretty regular and pretty routine. So Thursday night I will be taking live callers. Tonight I have the chat room open, and you're welcome to post a question if you have one, based on what the format of this program is going to be. I'm hoping to take this program from the battle with grief and coming up and out of the darkness, and what it has meant to Kentucky. A lot of people on spiritual journeys, they go to Egypt and Sedona, Arizona, and Arkansas, and these are extremely powerful energetic locations. But there is an author by the name of Jean Peterson, and she penned a Oneness Remembered Ultra Consciousness. And this was in 1990. And in that book, Lexington, Kentucky to the Tennessee border is listed right there beside Egypt and Hawaii, the Bermuda Triangle. And that's when I knew the journey I had been on for the past 9 years after burying my son, that there was something greater than what had happened to me, that there was something the universe wanted to be set free. The universe wanted a piece of knowledge, some awareness, something to be awakened. So I began to research, and there's some great works out there by Pete Sanders in Arizona. Talks about the scientific vortex information. There is a book called Tom Sawyer and the Spiritual Whirlwind, which was written right here in Berea, Kentucky. I'm going to be covering information that was written by Ruth Montgomery when she talks about a search for truth. She went down this rabbit hole, and she was a high-positioned journalist that worked in Washington, D.C., and she stood tall and wrote her truth in A Search for Truth. Some of her other works were Aliens Among Us, A World Beyond, and Born to Heal. So as I begin this journey, and I know I'm kind of going all the way around the yard here, and I'll use terms like that. I'm just a good old country girl. I'm almost 60 years old. My kids are grown. I have grandchildren. Is that I thought when I buried my son in June of 2006 that my life was over. And for the next 6 years, it was. I buried myself in a paralyzing grief, so much so that my brain rewired itself and my flight or fight button got stuck on. And now I battle severe fibromyalgia, and I battle lupus, and I battle vertigo and Meniere's and Graves' disease. But I may be in the battle, but I haven't. And so when I penned that book, When Mamas Cry, 6 months later, my entire life began to change. And so my hope is that as I begin to understand how to operate this radio program, I'm certainly in the kindergarten stages here. My hope is to be able to bring global awareness to the fact that death is an illusion. Love never dies, rich in spiritual history. We are on some special ground here, and it is my hope to bring Kentucky to the forefront. I don't know if you know much about Kentucky, but we kind of get some bad press. Some of it's true, but we do have quite a bit of poverty in our Appalachia area. The coal mines are shutting down. The tobacco industry is all but gone. And I think the universe wants people to know that there's something greater than all located here. And there is something very special about the people in Kentucky. My latest work that I just released in June of this year is Kentucky Spiritual Vortex, A Sacred Journey of Love. All of my work is on Amazon.com, 99 cents for the Kindle version. This is not about making money. This has always been about a search for the truth. This has always been about revealing the truth, sharing the truth, empowering with truth. And so I'm hoping that as this program gets archived up tonight, that you will take an opportunity to share it among your friends, post it on your social media networks, because I'll tell you, I don't know about the rest of you all, but this September, the past 2 weeks, there has just been so much energy coming into this atmosphere that literally I don't know what we know what to do with it. And I think we need to get educated. I think a lot of people use the word enlightened. Enlightenment is part of the process, you know. Clee, in my terms, I just say, hey, it's the day the light bulb came on. But let me say this. When you start knocking for truth, when you start going out there and you prepare your heart and your intention that you really want to know the truth, the truth about life, the truth about yourself, then get ready, because it's going to be an interesting ride. I'll tell you, the scenery changes all the time, and it's going to challenge you. It's going to challenge everything about you. It's going to challenge your ideas, your beliefs. It will challenge your relationships. So I know it's been, I've kind of laid stuff out kind of slow tonight. First of all, I'll just be upfront and honest with you. I'm about as nervous as any time I've ever been in my life, and I've done a few events. But I think I'm nervous about this one because I want it to be pure. I want it to be there for the hearts and the souls who are seeking, and not just a Band-Aid fix, not just another, you know, you can do it, get rich, positive thinking. You know, I could do all the positive thinking in the world, but the fact remains that I try to walk through the grocery store. By the time I get through the produce, my body's locked up like down there, and in my head, or speak the words, I am whole, I am healed, I am free, I can walk. Muscles aren't going to move. There's a fine line between the power of positive thinking, positive affirmations, and what the universe needs you to do. And I'll tell you, be real honest with you, if the universe hadn't set me down 7 years ago, I would not be where I am today. I would not know the truth that I know today if the universe had not stopped me, because I was in the flow of living the routine, familiar life. I wasn't seeking or searching anything. I didn't need anything. But it's when the universe sits you down and it says, you may not need anything, but I need you. And now, here it is, June 2015. And finally, I get pieces to the puzzle that have been missing to find out that all of this has to do with sharing the truth about Kentucky. And it comes on the shoulders of a lady in 1990 who was willing to share her truth. So we don't build the pyramids, we don't build the mountains. We merely step up on the shoulders of those that have gone before us and then say, okay, I'll do this. I'll do this. But when you decide to truth, you're going to have to separate. There will be people who will say, she's gone off the deep end, gone a little nuts, out of balance, because they can't see it yet. They can't hear it yet, but when their time is right, they will. It says, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So don't beat them up. Love them. Love them through it. Because, you know, 15 years ago, if there was an individual such as myself sharing their journey, as I'm going to share mine over these next few months, I would have said, that chick's nuts. So, anyway, we'll get ready to wrap it up tonight, but I am going to be back on the program this Thursday at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I am going to know more about this blog radio, and I am going to activate the live call-ins, and I'm going to try not to be near as nervous. And I will post a quick question here. We do have guests online, and I have had about 4 callers holding. I do hope that they read the entry post that we weren't actually taking live calls tonight. It's simply a time of introduction to tell you who I am, where I'm coming from, and what the intention and desire of this program is. We have about 4 minutes left. If anyone has any questions, I give you the opportunity to post those. Be glad to answer them. I will provide my email address for you, and I would be more than glad to answer any email questions, any communications that you have. Just send them to that enchantedjourney2012@gmail.com, and that is because it was in June of 2012 that I had to challenge what I believed. And my motto is this: I don't ask you to believe what I believe, and I'm not asking you to change what you believe. I'm only saying don't ask me not to believe what I believe. I will be sharing photographs and journals along the way. I've always been told that a picture is worth 1,000 words. I shared some of the photographs that I've been taking over the past 3 years on the profile for the upcoming episode. When I first started doing the spiritual photography, of course, they came out of all corners to debunk them. I eventually had to move past all of that. I knew there was a much higher purpose for what was going on. And I can tell you, of all of the ones that I battled, no one ever got close to the fact that Kentucky sits on special ground. So I'm glad I kept going. I'm glad I turned off the chatter. I'm grateful for everyone that called in tonight, considering this was the first broadcast, and considering that it was just advertised today, we had 5 callers call in. I'm hoping that the word gets around by Thursday night, and I look forward to seeing everyone. I look forward to seeing everyone on Thursday night, and peace.